Ah, so it is good day to you. Ah, we've got the Master Robert with us. For those of you whom we have not met, our name is Aronda. And yes, we bring with us an entire council of beings of light that are here on your behalf. We see you. We see the illuminated light that is around you. We see that vision of clarity and desire for understanding as we hold you in our energy of unconditional love. For you see, dearest beings of light, our vessel Marilyn may have tried to take you all into the Akashic Records so you can see what kind of a maverick you are. We want you to know you are the way showers. You are the ones who are pointing the way of light for the rest of the planet. Planet, you fairly dance in the energy as you trip through your life and let that light round expand your energy. As you accommodate that illumination of you, that illumination goes round about. Upon exactly who you are meant to encounter. You know that divine order is already in place. You know that every time you worry about something, that is contrary to divine order. So that very act of worrying tells the universe that you do not trust it. How could that be? How could you not trust the universe? It brought you here. It brought you to this site to do something very specific. We hear someone saying, "What am I to do?" Be. Just be. Breathe in and out. Yes, you are human this lifetime. Yes, and feel that energy as the encodement of this divine music enters your soul. We know sometimes it gets a little emotional when we come in. That is because we are opening your heart chakra. And allow that emotion to come through. If you don't, you'll just get stuck on something else, huh? You see, that open heart is truly who you are. That open heart allows your own guidance to simply come in and do whatever is necessary. That open heart heals all things. That open heart feels that energy. That open heart is you with no separation. And that is the power of you. That is the presence of you. And as you acknowledge that presence, know that your heart is so magnificent that we could just stare at you and you would get the same healing. For we look into your heart, we look into your soul, we see you and know that as we see you, we wish you to see you too. Huh? We wish you to see the being of light that you are, so magnificent in the illuminated self. You are the illuminated one. And you might think, what am I illuminated about? And our response would be to change your bracelet. Stop having all those negative thoughts about yourself, because you are the ones we have been waiting for. Yes. You are the ones. What is your message? What is your light? What is your intention? Everything is possible these days. There is no paradigm for where you are right now. Your soul is paving new territories, just like you did when you came to Montreal 400 or 500 years ago, huh? As this space continues, know that you are now paving the way for the future. Trust yourself. Trust your divine order of things. Trust your love. And know that we love you so much. We honor you. We are grateful for you. And we bid you namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. In the last few days, my partner has been reviewing some of the concepts of Kryon. And in that, he has come across something that I want to review because it's newer today than it ever was before. Is it possible that when we say there's more light than dark, it's not just a metaphor, but it's practical? Is it possible that it affects you as you sit here and you listen in ways that you're not aware of? If you have been interested in esoterics and metaphysics for many years, that means you've tried things and you're working the puzzle, that puzzle of light and dark. So many of you have had projects, perhaps. Some of you actually counted on things that maybe not have happened yet. Because every single time there is an old soul, they have ideas. I want to talk about synchronicity. If you would define synchronicity, it would seem like planned chance. That is an oxymoron. It's an opposite. There's no such thing as planning chance. And yet, when synchronicity takes place, it's almost as though it were planned. So often, it's perfect. Dear ones, so many of you listening and here spend your life looking for that synchronicity that will bring you to a place that will make the difference that you know you're here for. Oh, it's so different for so many of you. At the basic level, there are those in this group right now where synchronicity has brought them to this energy. And in this and these 2 days, they may discover something that is exactly what they needed to hear. Almost like their name was upon it. That's why they're here. And they may go away saying, I can't believe the synchronicity. What if I told you, dear ones, that that synchronicity that you're looking at, which seems to be chance, is all planned? What if I also reviewed this, that a human being can set an intent for synchronicity and feel it so strongly? This is what I am here for. This is what I'm supposed to do. Perhaps there are healers in the group or organizations that are coming or authors. And none of those things have happened, or if they started to happen, it didn't work out. And that's also what I want to review. Synchronicity in an old energy was more difficult, and it required you to have a lot more patience. Let me give you the example that I gave so many years ago. And there's an update on the example. Some of you know what you're here for, and you know it's coming. And you've set the intent, dear spirit, bring me the right person, place, or perhaps organization or situation. Well, I can marry this to the intent, and it's going to happen. Perhaps it's a healing center. I've spoken to someone here. Perhaps it's the book that is not yet written and you know it's inside. I've spoken to three that are here. Oh, there's so much more. Intent may even be to find your life's purpose, because you're convinced that there should be more to what you're doing and you're not really sure what it might be. In this energy, dear ones, I'd like to tell you that the metaphor I gave long ago about the ticket to the train is a lot more palpable today, realizable today, than it ever was before. Here is the example. The old soul, the light worker, feels there is a calling to them. There's something that they're supposed to do. And so they set the intent. And at that moment, dear ones, I'm telling you something. That intent, if it's pure and honest, and you feel it in your Akash, you can realize. It's like purchasing a real ticket you hold in your hand for a train that operates on a track. But the train has no schedule. When you do this thing called pure intent of asking and intending for synchronicity to bring you to a place where you can activate what you're dreaming of, you don't do it in a vacuum. It involves others. And they have to be aware. They have to be in the right place at the right time. And ideally, you'll meet somebody and they will say to you, you are also the one I've been looking for. The train has arrived. But meanwhile, there is that time where you stand there seemingly for years with the ticket in your hand, metaphorically next to the railroad tracks, waiting for the train. Dear ones, in an old energy, that was lengthy. In this new energy, it's a lot faster, a lot faster. The quickening of this energy and this light is bringing so many things to fruition, to reality, than ever before. I have a message for you, for those listening, for those reading. here and now and later, if you are one of these who can see yourself doing something and you know what it is and you're looking for the synchronicity to make it happen, put out the intent now. Don't wait. Don't decide it's too great or too grand. And also don't decide the minutia of it. You may think you know, but along comes a situation where you see, it's a little different than I thought, and maybe even a little grander. All of these things tell you one thing. You are known by God. Spirit knows who you are, looks at your situation, hears that intent, and knows that the intent you have would help humans all around you. And the synchronicity begins, and what you don't know is there are wheels turning in other areas that you can't see and don't know about until you will come to a certain place, and there it is. Sometimes it's frightening to meet it. You're not really sure you have. Sometimes you'll back away because it's so powerful. How many of you in this room have met each other? I mean the ones you didn't come with. Is it possible there are things that would enhance and be stepping stones to what's coming? To that which you have asked for and planned for and have the ticket for in your hand. What if that train track is now 5 tracks? What if there are trains coming and going all the time? Don't miss it. This is an age, an era for the old soul. And whereas there is a battle of light and dark going on in this planet, there is light in your life if you choose to capture it. God knows who you are. There is an entourage who is working in your favor to get you to the places you need to go, to have that ticket and have patience, to understand that it might be a little different than you thought, but to be aware of it. This is something that is new. The train always was a good example, but not 5 tracks. In other words, it's quickening. Expect these things far faster than ever before, old soul. Now, if you've been in metaphysics and esoterics a long time, you're going to see this. If you've just arrived, you won't know it's fast, but it is. All of these things are because you're starting to operate on a planet that now has more illumination, and what you are planning and doing and seeing has a lot more chance. It's like suddenly, dear ones, you are the sowers of the seeds of light. And in an old energy, the sun didn't shine much. And a few of those seeds would come up and you would see them, and many did not make it. You know where I'm going. The sun has come up. Don't decide you planted enough seeds, dear ones. If something didn't work in the past, that was the past. This is new. Try it again. Now it may work. That's because the sun is out, and the seeds you plant in so many ways are now starting to blossom in ways they never did before, far quicker, far faster, and in abundance. This is just the tip of the iceberg, because God knows your name. This is what we teach, that inside you, there is something you should know, that is not taught on this planet when you're born, that you are magnificent in every way, part of creation. Your soul is forever. You deserve to be here, and you're not here to suffer or be a victim of this planet. That is who you are. These are the messages, and will continue to be, that magnify the magnificence of the human soul. When we come back, and I return, I'm going to tell you all about lines, different kinds, a channeling we've never given before. And so it is.